Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and I'm doing another pre-Infocom rants and raves. And one of the companies with one of the technologies that has been the hottest in our industry for about the last year and a half has been Xcite with their cloud management, I'd say cloud control management and distribution platform, because there's a lot you can do with it. And I'm here joined with Andrew Gross, who's a VP of sales. Andrew, how are you doing?
Hey, doing well, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Infocom 2025 will be the biggest thing ever in your company's history. Now, most people probably don't know a lot about Xcite. And I believe you're one of those companies that everyone should not just know about, but find a way to get involved with. And I know it's tough because we're messaging to integrators, we're messaging to manufacturers, we're messaging to design consultants, you know, we're messaging to end users here, and all of them have a way to get involved with Xcite. Kind of dumb it down for everybody and explain what your mission is.
Thanks. So I think one of the big things to clarify for everyone is really up until even ISE this year, Xcite was very focused on cloudifying manufacturers, right? I made a connected product. I want to be able to offer a cloud monitoring system to it. Cool. I'll work with Xcite to make a cloud under my brand for that product. At ISE this year was our major announcement of this Connect Plus, which was the first time we were bringing all of these clouds and everybody else's and brought them under a single hood, which is called Xcite Connect Plus, which is, for lack of a better term, a cloud of clouds. It's finally that single pane of glass.
I love that. Cloud of clouds.
Cloud of clouds.
Yeah, that's actually true. And that's critical because, let's be honest, there are companies like Shure that have their own cloud system, and they're going to have it for a while until they realize that it's better to just use someone who does it for a living all the time. And then you have these existing legacy companies out there that have had cloud. You know, Sony's had a creative cloud system out there for many years, and you know, DTools and others have had cloud, but you what you've done is provide a platform for manufacturers to sort of all be able to get in the cloud really quickly. But with Connect Plus, you're allowing, you know, you're sort of giving an easier way for sort of everyone to join the cloud.
Yeah, finally for integrators now to use all of those things that we've done behind the scenes, so that now instead of having to go to Zoom ZDM, Crestron XIO, Legrand Middle Atlantic Cloud all individually, you can just simply come to Xcite Connect Plus and see all those products in one place. That's the big difference, in addition to actually offering like managed service platform tools to these dealers. So beyond just the monitoring aspect, it's warranty tracking, service contract tracking, asset tracking, all the things that you've promised in a managed service contract now can be managed in this Connect Plus ecosystem.
Right. And one pane of glass. I mean, what's nice about that is you could set up one command and control center on a laptop, for lack of a better term. You don't have to have a big video wall to manage all this, although it is compatible with that as well. Xcite will be at Infocom booth 3153. And obviously you'll be showing Xcite Connect Plus. But you also have Connect Plus Edge, which is something you're going to launch at Infocom, right?
Yeah, so Connect Plus Edge is the next iteration of Connect Plus for one big reason, which was we said we're a cloud of clouds, but then you got to ask yourself, well, what if my product doesn't have a cloud?
Yeah,
I still want a single pane of glass, right? So Connect Plus Edge is that final mile where you can deploy this program from Xcite, launch it to your customer's site for a dealer or an end user, and it cloudifies all the previously unclouded devices. So now it brings in everything from displays to projectors to Zoom rooms to Teams rooms to control systems and everything in between on that single pane.
Yeah, that's a game changer for integrators. And I think that, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned yourself that you focused on manufacturers first. And by the way, if you want to learn more about Xcite, you can go to Xcite.io. And you mentioned that you focused on manufacturers first and then realized that the solution is for the integrators. So you might as well allow them to kind of have access to connect everything to the platform and not have to wait for you to build a relationship with a manufacturer. So you have the ability to connect to their clouds. You have the ability to connect equipment, even if it's not cloud-based, as long as it's on the network, to Xcite. What about APIs? Tell me how you deal with APIs out there, because obviously that's not standardized.
Yeah, a universal sort of API is where we're headed and what we're offering to not just our manufacturer partners, but to our integrator and our user partners. And it's for a very specific few reasons in this space, right? One is integration.
Explain first off what a universal API would look like.
Absolutely. So Universal API, at least from an Excite perspective, is all these things, when we talk about cloud of clouds, they're all talking to Excite. So instead of having to grab an API, so that programming interface from each individual thing, you can grab one interface into Excite. And that's where the value to the dealer and to the C-suite at the end user is massive, because think of the infrastructure business tools they use, from ServiceNow to even now things like ChatGPT. That's now a business infrastructure tool. Instead of me integrating all those tools to 50 different manufacturers' clouds or manufacturers' devices, you just integrate to Excite. And everything through that application programming interface, that API, is just together for your customers to leverage.
So kind of like a bridge to a network. The network bridge works with everyone's network, and you're taking care of the communication to differentiate the outputs to each of the devices.
Yeah, it's that one single handshake, both bidirectionally, both to your infrastructure tools and back to your devices.
That kind of is an innovative idea, because if in fact, you know, it makes sense for me, from my standpoint, that every manufacturer would want this, because it allows them to keep their custom APIs so they can manage control over it and the feature set, but also opens it up for everyone to be able to easily use.
It does. And it also gets us into the whole conversation around AI, right? Because with AI and how people are defining it or applying it to their business is going to be so different by business, by application. And unless you have your products speaking to a platform that supports a universal device API, these AI agents and these AI tools, even little chatbots that you can integrate from ChatGPT, they're never going to have the ability to control or run reports on your devices unless you have this. And that's where these big enterprises are moving towards.
Yeah. It's an interesting idea. And you mentioned ChatGPT, which ironically, the majority of the people in our industry are probably using Copilot because it's integrated with so many tools out there. Like if they're, you know, obviously if they're using 365, it's just there. But if they're looking at like translating something or converting a document or an email to something simple, they're going to use ChatGPT. So you kind of roll these all into one compatible platform.
Well, why wouldn't you be able to, or why wouldn't you want to go to that, you know, Copilot or Claude or, you know, Gemini and say, hey, tell me what rooms I'm having my biggest problems with this morning. Check if there's a new firmware version online and push that command. I mean,
and that's, you can automate that, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. So obviously, you know, we're going to try to make sure people go by your booth. You want to go check out Excite. I think that the biggest value to checking out Excite is so that you understand what's going on. Even if you think, okay, look, this is above me. This is someone else in my company that handles the cloud and somebody else that's going to handle these relationships. That's fine. But you should go by there, because not only does Andrew, you know, and I'm not blowing smoke for you, Andrew, but you do a really good job dumbing it down. If somebody will go by there and sit through your demos, you do really quick demos. You explain sort of like the ABCs of it. And you also explain why they should care. And even if they're not involved, the fact that you have awareness of this is going to be really big. And of course, you can go to excite.io, excite.io. But I don't think you can substitute that for a demo. And you do webinars and things like that too. But I would highly encourage everyone at Infocom to go by, you know, put on your list 3153. You really need to understand what's going on here. And ultimately, I'm not just saying this, Andrew. I think everyone's going to eventually use Excite as a cloud-based management platform, as a backend. Whether they have their own cloud, you know, you mentioned Crestron's XI, they can still maintain that, but still connect to your cloud management system, and then you're compatible with everyone. And I like this approach to things, because you're not really trying to drive competition. You're trying to like say, look, we don't care what you do. We're just going to make it work together.
Exactly right. Yep. I mean, it's like arguing over whether I'm using an AWS platform or an Azure platform. Like no one,
you're right. It's a hard drive.
You're able to add value on your own, but we're the backend infrastructure to support you to add value.
Yeah. That's cool. All right. Look, I appreciate you doing this. You definitely need to go by and check them out. We'll put links to everything we talked about in the description of this. So if you're watching this on the socials, please check them out. And please make sure you go by booth 3153 or check them out at excite.io if you're not going to the show. We'll, of course, be going by there and shooting videos. And we'll put that at ravepubs.com/infocom in case you're looking at this after the show. Andrew, thanks for coming on and doing this. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, for watching. And of course, you can check out everything that Rave does at ravepubs.com. Rave, rave, rave. With Rave.